Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 15. Consecration, in the context we have been explaining, means triumph, means victory. When Joshua, the biblical character, was close to the biggest battle of his life, he met with God, prostrated in worship, and put himself at his orders, surrendering his plans to him. This surrender allowed him to have a stunning victory. Thus, consecration can be a contradiction for many. The clearest and overwhelming reality tells us that victory comes from surrender. Surrender does not weaken us. On the contrary, it strengthens us. When we give ourselves to God, there is no reason to fear or surrender to anything else. There is a phrase that says, "Man is never greater than when he is on his knees." Yes, he becomes great in his humility before God. Good morning, Father, Father of all mankind. I love you, my dear beloved Father. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank you for my life and the life of my family. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for our health. Thank you, Father, for your love and for your protection. Father, I offer you this day my free will. Please unite it to your divine will. Show me what you would have me do this day, and help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother, Mother of all mankind. I love you, my beloved Mother. Thank you for your love and for your protection. I renew this day my consecration to your sorrowful and immaculate heart, and to the sacred heart of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen, amen, amen. John Rick Miller.